7244. So there's a car that just got into a major accident. Total is in the left lane. There's pieces of his car, but I did get around him. He came out and he was waving his arms, so I slowed down and realized what was going on. But I didn't see another car, but his car is completely totaled. It was just past the Hawthorne stop. I'm at Duke, so it's that one behind me.
Okay. Was it the stop prior to Duke then that this happened, or was this back up at Foster?
Yeah, it was back up at Foster, just as you pass that light, as I'm, you know, because I'm heading toward Clackamas. So it was after my bus stop, and I don't know if it has been reported. He was, I think, trying to flag me down, but I wasn't realizing what he was doing.
Okay, yeah. Let's try to, I understand that, you know, in the moment it can be kind of hard to gauge what they need, but in the future, if you ever see an accident like that, somebody waving their hands, definitely stop. It is kind of our duty as bus operators. We're the first people in line if we see something like that to report it. Did you happen to see if there was any obvious injuries?
No, but I'm looking in my mirror now, and the police did just arrive.
Okay, good. I'll just double-check to make sure they have the call. Did you witness the accident at all?
No. I slowed down because I thought he wanted... I didn't see the car because it was... He was away from the car. And so I saw him first, but I didn't realize. I thought he wanted me to stop for him, so I started slowing down to stop, and then he turned away. So that's why I didn't stop.
Okay, no problem. Totally happens. I get it. Yeah, just we'll try to be a little more careful next time to make sure that, you know, if you see something like that, you'll know next time to definitely pull over. And I'll just make sure they have the call, and you have a good night.
10-4, thank you.
Not a problem. We'll be clear at 143.